Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Sabbath day, first day of fall. Where did summer go? What a gorgeous day, and what a special thing to be together as a church family to celebrate communion. This is a very special church. This is a church where we know who we are and why we are here and where we are going, and it's all wrapped up in our church mission statement. Our church mission is to be a family-friendly church, encouraging growth in Christ and daily readiness for His return. And there's no verse of Scripture that wraps that up better than John 3:16, because there we learn about growth in Christ, a connection with Jesus Christ. John 3:16 is the most familiar verse of Scripture, the favorite verse of Scripture across Christendom. It is something that evokes our faith and draws us close to Jesus Christ. Martin Luther tells us that John 3:16 is the heart of the Bible. Jeffrey Anselmi tells us that it is the Rosetta Stone of Scripture because of the way it opens up everything else that we read there. And I like the way Max Lucado puts it when he calls it a 26-word parade of hope. He says John 3:16 is brief enough to write on a napkin or memorize in a moment, yet solid enough to weather 2,000 years of storms and questions. If you know nothing of the Bible, start here. If you know everything in the Bible, return here. We all need the reminder. The heart of the human problem is the heart of the human, and God's treatment is prescribed in John 3:16. He loves, He gave, we believe, we live. The words are to Scripture what the Mississippi River is to America, an entryway into the heartland. Believe or dismiss them, embrace or reject them, any serious consideration of Christ must include them. Could you ponder the words of Christ and never immerse yourself into John 3:16? The verse is an alphabet of grace, a table of contents to Christian hope. Each word a safe deposit box of jewels. Read it again, slowly and aloud, and note the word that snatches your attention. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Such simple words, such profound words. God loves. God gave His Son. God invites us to respond. God tells us that if we believe, we will have eternal life. So what does it mean to believe? That's the question we want to grapple with today. What does it mean to believe? The word that Jesus chooses here is one that is warm with trust, one that is warm with faith and confidence. It is a word that captures the dynamic that drives our connection with Jesus Christ. It is a faith that is far more than a just the facts, ma'am, kind of intellect. It is a faith that is far more than an endless circle of religious ceremonies. It is a faith that is far more than a system of religious organizations. It is a faith that is far more than a perfunctory performance of good deeds. You know how it is in every human religion? Every human religion is spelled D-O. Do. Do this, do more, 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 and it's never enough. The salvation that Jesus offers to us is spelled D-O-N-E. Done. Because when Christ's gift on Calvary's cross is met by our faith, our salvation is a done deal. Saving faith embraces Jesus Christ for who He is. He is the seed of the woman. He is the desire of ages. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Saving faith embraces Jesus Christ as our Savior. You see, our salvation is totally sourced in Him. He is the one who died on Calvary's cross to save us from sin. He is the one who rose from the grave. He is the one who ascended into heavenly places and sat down at the right hand of the Father. He is the one who is preparing a place for us and preparing us for that place. He is the one who has promised to come again and to receive us unto Himself, so that where He is, there we may be also. I'll tell you, saving faith is something that drives us every single day in our journey with Jesus Christ. It is the thing that gets us going and keeps us going strong. And every single day we are reminded that we are not in this alone, because Jesus goes with us every step of the way. And He assures us that we will get through to the other side safe and sound, because He who began the good work in us will complete it. Because whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. One cold day in January of 1982, Air Florida Flight 90 crashed into the Potomac River. And as the wreckage and its survivors bobbed there on the surface of the icy water, people cried out for salvation. A few moments later, a Park Service helicopter came overhead. As it hovered over the wreckage, it lowered a lifesaver on a rope down to the people there. And one by one, they were plucked from the wreckage and carried to safety. Now tell me, what is it that saved those people? Was it the lifesaver? Was it the rope? No, it was the pilot and the crew of that helicopter. But it was the rope that connected them to their salvation. And so it is in our relationship with Jesus Christ. It is faith that connects us to Him, our Savior. We have a Savior from above. His name is Jesus. Right now, He is lowering the rope to us, and I say, grab hold of it. Hang on. Say, I believe. Never let go. And Jesus will carry us to safety. That is what we are celebrating today as we wash each other's feet, as we gather around the communion table. We have a Savior, and by faith, we become connected with Him. So at this time, we are going to separate to wash each other's feet. The gentlemen will meet in the junior room here, the ladies in the primary room, and those who would like to participate as couples and as families can meet in the multi-purpose room. And then when you are through, if you would make your way back quickly into the sanctuary, we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper together. There is nothing more special than the family dinner table. And to look out and see each person gathered at the table, each person so special to our church family. Each person has something special that they bring to the table. And to think that we can be here to honor our host, Jesus Christ, who has made this all possible for us. And the meaning and the significance that goes into each element, each aspect of this time of worship is very significant, very special. And so as we enter into this time, I would invite you to bow your heads for prayer. As Don asked the blessing of God on the emblem of Christ's body, the bread, and Barb asked the blessing of the Lord on the wine, which represents His blood. So let's bow our heads and pray together.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we're gathered here in memory of Your sacrifice for us, giving Your body. And You've ask us to bring this to our minds and our attentions and to clear wrongs with anyone that we have wronged. And we've asked that You bring that to our attention, that we can correct it, and so that we are prepared to ask Your forgiveness. And we are so thankful for Your giving Your body.
And dear Lord, we thank You that You are our personal friend, that you care about us on a personal level. And you're not only our friend, but you have given your life for us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the personal concern that you show for us. We ask that you will bless this bread, the drink that we have, that the juice will remind us of the sacrifice that you have made and the honor that we give to you. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Jesus.